Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 63. 43 tonight, slight chance for showers. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 58. Temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 60s. Slight chance for storms Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the reopening of the federal government last week with the passage of the continuing resolution, there was a new piece of that bill that was slipped in at the end that did restrict and tighten up laws regarding hemp products around the nation. As KWCH News reports, the new restrictions do contradict the 2018 Farm Bill allowing hemp products around the nation. That many stores around the state of Kansas that do sell hemp products say they are concerned about what those new laws and regulations may look like.
It's a one-year countdown. Unless something happens. This is my livelihood. My future here at this shop is in jeopardy if something isn't done to reverse that portion of that bill. Even for those of us that are doing things legitimately and the right way, it puts a little bit of fear, you know, into you as to, you know, there's really nothing you could do if they decided to come in and just take everything.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Kansas health officials across the state are advising parents and warning healthcare providers around the state to immediately stop using a certain type of infant formula that is being linked to a nationwide outbreak of infant botulism. KSNT News reports that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment wrapped up over the weekend issuing a warning regarding the ByHeart Whole Nutrition infant formula, saying many of their products from the company have been recently recalled, according to a statement from the Food and Drug Administration. According to the FDA, in partnership with the CDC, they say they are partnering on an investigation for a multi-state outbreak of the infant botulism that is linked to the recalled formula, where a total of 15 infants around the nation so far have been reported sick in connection to the recalled products in 12 different states, not including Kansas so far. According to health officials with the KDHE, they say that botulism is rare, but a serious paralytic illness where all forms of botulism can be deadly and are considered medical emergencies. Mid-America Network News.
Legendary toughness made tougher. At Mike's OK Tire, get exclusive fall savings on BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Get up to a $100 Visa reward card or virtual account Visa card after online submission with qualifying purchase of 4 new select BF Goodrich Terrain family of tires. This offer good through December 9th. Hurry in today for full details. They offer a full line of tires, including BF Goodrich, at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. State officials say that if you have not received your SNAP benefits for the month of November across the state, do contact your local officials, as the majority of the distributions have gone out as of Friday last week around the state, with the fully funded SNAP benefits now that the federal government has again reopened. According to the Nebraska Examiner, nationwide, they say the 43-day government shutdown cost the U.S. economy roughly $15 billion per week, but with the government reopened again as of Thursday last week, much of the SNAP benefits are moving forward, and Congress has signed the bill for SNAP to be funded all the way through the end of the fiscal year of September of 2026, just in case, they say, the government shuts down potentially again in the end of January at the end of the continuing resolution. At the same time, any airports that may have been affected across the state of Nebraska will resume many of those flights, with the FAA now fully back functioning, with federal employees getting back to work, many say just in time for the holiday season. Mid-America Network News.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Mike Miller, director for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth, met with Marshall County commissioners at last week's meeting to discuss the Demo to Dirt program available through the North Central Regional Planning Commission. Commissioners already agreed to appropriate $500 toward this program to be used in Marshall County. The program can provide matching funds up to $4,000 for demolition and removal of unsafe or blighted housing. Miller can provide additional details for local residents who qualify in Marshall and Washington County as members of a North Central Regional Planning Commission. That program was a focus on our public affairs this past weekend. That conversation's available for download as a podcast at our website, KNDYRadio.com. Marshall County Public Works advising the bridge west of Elites is now open. Washington County commissioners broke two write-in tie votes during Monday's meeting. Three residents in Haddam were tied with write-in votes. Michael Welch's name was drawn from his, Dennis Welch, and Joe Greenwood. In Lynn, four residents were tied with write-in ballots. Tyson Heenick was drawn for the position with his name, Evan Bott, Brent Lehman, and Callie Lehman. Provisional ballots were also canvassed. Concerns with a group of protesters that have gathered multiple times outside the Gage County Courthouse were among discussion items at the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week. Roy Lobby of Wymore is among organizers of a group and spoke on their behalf, saying they are there to be a positive voice, not negative. Several other residents spoke as well. U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts was in Beatrice last week and toured Beatrice Community Hospital with a conversation about the new federal rural health transformation program. Use of technology, including AI-powered cameras to prevent patient falls and robotic surgery, as well as telehealth options for rural nurses and doctors, were discussed. A fatality accident was reported in Nemaha County Saturday morning, claiming the life of a teen from Sabetha. 17-year-old Kenton Farwell lost control, struck a culvert, and overturned in a ditch off 192nd just east of V Road. Authorities were notified of the accident shortly after 7 a.m., time of the crash not known. The victim, Kenton Farwell, was the lone occupant in the vehicle. A Gage County inmate recently was cited for assault on a corrections officer at the jail in Beatrice while the officer was attempting to restrain the man. 37-year-old Scott Brown faces third-degree assault charges and is serving time on a domestic abuse protection violation. The officer suffered minor injuries in the incident. Washington County Public Works advised Sunday afternoon the rail crossing on Wagon Train Road was closed due to a train derailment. No further immediate details available. Monday is the deadline for application for the Blue Valley Technology Giving Tree. If your family could use a little extra help this holiday season, learn more and apply online at bluevalley.net/givingtree. Sarah J. Brooks, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Okito Cemetery. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sarah Brooks. Francis E. Red Minchin, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30, from St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders' funeral home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Red Minchin. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, potato wedges, zucchini and tomatoes, and apricots. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potatoes, vegetable blend, and sliced pears. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the mid-60s and upper 70s. Some rain showers early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-50s. Mostly sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 70s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Partly sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and upper 50s. Some rain showers continue into Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Then some rain showers throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 50s. Rain showers are possible throughout the day on Friday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Some rain showers are possible on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And clear Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 54, record high on this date 83. The average low 30 and the record low 9 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:13, sunset this evening at 5:12. It's 47 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 17th of November. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Your next car search ends at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and we vow to offer the largest selection of vehicles with the lowest prices in the area. But our commitment to satisfaction doesn't stop there, with service to all the vehicles you own. For outstanding selection, unmatched prices, and reliable service, call on Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
I'm Alex Sabari. The two best records in the NFL over the last two seasons squared off on Sunday Night Football. Lions taking on the Eagles. Jalen Hurts broke a 6-6 tie in the third quarter with a one-yard rushing score, and the Eagles go on to beat Detroit 16-9 to move to 8-2 on the season. Jalen Hurts, 135 yards passing, and the rushing score with his takeaway.
My main takeaway is we got to score points. We got to be more efficient. We got to take advantage of opportunities when they're there. And we got to control the things that we can control. It's the same MO it's been this whole entire time.
Also, the Broncos and Chiefs at Mile High, game tied at 19. Will Lutz lined up for a game-winning field goal.
Jeremy Crawshaw will hold it. The snap from Mitchell for Boney. Kick on the way from 35. It is good. And the Denver Broncos have won at the gun. Broncos win 22-19.
Steve Levy on ESPN Radio. Broncos with their eighth straight win. Broncos now 9-2. Chiefs dropped to 5-5, their worst 10-game start in the Patrick Mahomes era. In Cleveland, Shedeur Sanders would get his first NFL snaps in the second half for the Browns, but the Ravens, despite two interceptions from Lamar Jackson, pick up a 23-16 win over Cleveland. Their fourth straight win after starting 1-5. Lamar Jackson on the team's rebound.
We wasn't really worried about 5-5. We were trying to be 2-5 at the time. No damn 3-5. Like, we just take it one game at a time because obviously we was 1-5. You know, we're not used to starting slow at all, so we just had to worry about what was in front of us, just like we did tonight.
Josh Allen with a 6-touchdown performance on Sunday against the Bucs. 3 in the air, 3 on the ground. Bills get past Baker Mayfield and Tampa 44-32. Brock Purdy returned for the 49ers, throwing for 3 touchdowns as the Niners beat the Cardinals 41-22. Jacoby Brissett in the loss set a new NFL record for pass attempts with 57. Rams beat Seattle 21-19. It was Green Bay over the Giants 27-20.
Macy's just dropped tons of new Black Friday deals, and with more being added every week, you can save on top gifts now. Like exclusive beauty sets 50% off, men's and women's PJs 40 to 60% off, handbags 40 to 50% off, plus diamonds 60% off. So come into Macy's, beat the rush, and get your holiday shopping done early. Black Friday starts here at Macy's. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Friday Night Football action postseason play continued. Sectional action in our broadcast feature. Hanover rolled past Lynn 50-0, and Axtell held off Frankfurt 60-14. Both games called in the third quarter, setting up a rematch with Hanover Axtell. Axtell's only loss this season at Hanover. Substate, 7 o'clock kickoff Friday. We'll have it live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Nemohal Central advances with a 21-20 win over Sabetha. They'll host Osage City Friday. Rock Creek held off Cheney 14-7. They'll kick off at Andale Friday. And Wamego won over Augusta 21-14. They'll kick off Friday, Wichita, Capen.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures overnight were little changed after a tumultuous week for investors. After closing above 48,000 Tuesday, the Dow Jones on Friday fell 300 points to finish the week at 47,147. The Nasdaq posted a slight gain Friday. The S&P was flat. The flight restrictions imposed by the FAA during the government shutdown have all been lifted this morning. Now the agency is faced with a shortage of air traffic controllers that was building long before the congressional budget impasse. 6 months before they don their caps and gowns, graduating high school and college seniors are staring down the barrel of the worst job market in at least 5 years. The Wall Street Journal says more employers are using AI to do entry-level tasks. The third installment in the Now You See Me, Now You Don't franchise topped the box office over the weekend, pulling in $21.3 million. That beat out the big-budget action thriller, The Running Man. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The federal government is reopened again, so that means the ranchers and farmers around the country are going to start getting updates from the USDA. The wait is finally over, but we still do have experts out in the fields, among them K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth, and he gives us a little bit of hope about what kind of pests that we should stop seeing in the state of Kansas.
Well, I hope it's the armyworm. You know, we've been talking about that since spring. The armyworms get in anything, sorghum, wheat, corn, yards, lawns, golf courses, brome, pastures, and we've been worried about them with the new wheat crop and the planted wheat crop. And they have been. They've been in the wheat in a few different places where the wheat was planted a little bit early. Because of the recent weather, once it gets down into the mid-20s or a couple of hours, I think that put the armyworm into the overwintering phase. So I don't think we'll have any more problems with armyworms. If anybody sees any little worms out there feeding, they're probably army cutworms, and those should not be a problem until March. So I'm thinking the armyworm problem is put off again until spring, at least I hope, because of the recent weather.
He also explains the kind of pests that we should be expecting heading into the winter months.
The three pests that we have problems with is, number one, probably the multicolored Asian lady beetle. And the other one is more regional, probably more north central Kansas, is the Pennsylvania ground beetle. And the third is a complex of what we call attic flies. Attic flies can be a problem mostly on places near livestock producing areas. You know, anytime you have horses, cattle, or anything like that around, lots of times we can have problems with attic flies. It's house flies, other pests, they come indoors. They're mostly up the top part of the building where they try and get in through windows and cracks and crevices.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a retirement farm machinery auction for Gilbert and Deb Schmitz. Saturday, November 22nd, sale begins 11 a.m. northeast of Baileyville. Tractors and combines include an Alice 7045 diesel with cab, Alice 7045 with cab, Oliver 1850 diesel open station, Minneapolis Moline G550 gas open station, a 1983 John Deere 7720 combine, John Deere 7700 diesel combine with cab, John Deere 920 20-foot flex head, 79 white farm equipment harvest boss combine. Trucks, pickups, and a trailer include a 76 Chevy C65 grain truck, 71 Ford L600 grain truck, 2004 GMC 2500 HD 4x4, 2002 Chevy 2500 HD 4x4, an 18-foot Titan gooseneck trailer, plus livestock equipment, tools, collectibles, and miscellaneous. Buildings to be moved by the buyer include a 56x40x14 pole shed, 3-side, 52x40-foot, 3-side pole shed, plus other miscellaneous. This retirement farm machinery auction will be Saturday, November 22nd, beginning 11 a.m. from the east edge of Baileyville on US 36, on the County Blacktop D Road, then 7 miles north to 208th Road and a half mile east. Full sale bill online at KleinRealtyAndAuction.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. It is better to get control of weeds in winter wheat fields in the fall versus the spring. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses one type of plant that growers could be finding. She lists the various mustard plants and says why early control is important.
You know, when we talk about mustards, it could be anything from, you know, field pennycress and shepherd's purse up to bushy wallflower or blue mustard. It seems like we spend most of our time talking about bushy wallflower, flaxseed and tansy mustard, and then blue mustard, maybe more so than some of the things like field pennycress. Much like any other weed in any other crop, the earlier we can get a control measure applied, the better off we're going to be from a competition and then a preserving yield standpoint. So fall applications tend to be significantly more effective for preserving yield compared to spring applications. So partly because of just that duration of weed interference or competition, but also because the weeds are easier to control before they've overwintered.
Lancaster highlights the herbicide options and why multiple modes of action are crucial.
So our herbicide options for mustard control are, generally speaking, going to be ALS-inhibiting herbicides, so group 2 herbicides, group 4 herbicides, so the plant growth-regulating herbicides, and then there's a couple of group 27, so the bleaching herbicides that we can use. ALS resistance is the type of resistance that we have confirmed in mustards. Specifically, we've confirmed ALS resistance in bushy wallflower and flaxseed here in the state of Kansas. And so if that's the case, then we need to think about switching to probably a group 4 type of herbicide or maybe a group 27 herbicide to control those weeds. You know, the standard kind of messaging around herbicide resistance is we want to use multiple effective herbicide modes of action in every tank. So that becomes a little bit more of a challenge.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings for the sale today, 55 black steers weighing 5.5 to 650, 60 black steers weighing 700 pounds, 28 black and red steers and heifers, 5.5 to 650, 20 black and red steers and heifers, 5.5 to 650, 23 black steers weighing 5.5 to 650, 11 black steers, 650 pounds, 12 black and red steers weighing 625 to 675, 15 black and white face steers, 5.5 to 650, 9 black and white face red and white face bulls, 450 to 550, 8 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6 and a quarter, 7 black and red steers and heifers off count, spring vaccinated, 550 to 650, 6 red and white face black steers and heifers, 450 to 550, 40 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 40 black and red steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. Those early consignments for the sale today are listed online at Beatrice77Livestock.com.
Did you see lights flashing across the sky last night? Don't report those UFOs just yet. We'll explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 17th, the 321st day of the year. The Liadin meteor shower is peaking, but don't worry, there's still time to enjoy the show. It's not the year's most prolific shower, but it has a reputation for producing especially bright falling stars with glowing tails. Virtually moonless nights create a dark background for excellent viewing if skies are clear. In the year 1833, the Leonids were so spectacular, they caused near panic in some communities, as thousands of shooting stars illuminated the sky in what is called a meteor storm. That was, of course, long before urban light pollution made sky gazing more difficult. So set your alarm to go off tomorrow. The best chance of meteor sightings will be in the pre-dawn hours. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 47 degrees this hour. Mild highs, middle 60s again today, then a cooling trend this week. Still, though, above seasonal highs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Chance of rain moving in Thursday into Friday with colder temps into the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Will the Denver Broncos stay atop the AFC West after topping the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday afternoon with a final victory of 22-19, putting the Kansas City Chiefs at a 5-5 record overall? Patrick Mahomes ended up going 29-45 attempts for the day with 276 yards, having one touchdown and one interception under his belt. Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce both had a touchdown, with Kelce averaging 10.1 yards with nine receptions. It was tight going into the half, with the Chiefs having two field goals. But it was the end of the fourth quarter where the Broncos ended up putting 9 points on the board. As of now, the Chiefs maintain that number three slot in the AFC West at 5-5. The Broncos number one at 9-2. Right behind them are the Chargers at 7-4. The Chiefs are back at home at next Sunday for a 12 p.m. kickoff where they are at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Indianapolis Colts. In college football, the Wildcats had a strong weekend of beating the Oklahoma State Cowboys 14-6. That put the Wildcats at 4-3 in conference play, 5-5 for their overall record.
It was all Hanover Wildcats as they take care of the Lynn Bulldogs for the Friday night from Hanover in sectional round of the playoffs. Final score 50-0 in this one. The contest got started early and often for Hanover as they scored on 7 of 7 offensive drives. It started off with a 14-yard touchdown run by Kadri Cohorse. He capped that one off with a 70-yard touchdown run a couple moments later, and in the blink of an eye, Hanover led 14-0. Going into the quarter break, a 3-yard touchdown run by Alec Juneman and a 2-point conversion was good, making it 22-0 at the end of the first quarter. Coming out of quarter break, Lynn was forced to turn it over on downs, and Hanover capitalized. A 46-yard touchdown strike from Cohorse to Hunter Pique for 2-point conversion was good, making it 30-0 after a Lynn punt. Another long strike, 47-yard touchdown run by Kadri Cohorse, making it 38-0 as Cohorse in scoring 5 offensive touchdowns for Hanover. We did have to go into the second half, but Hanover ended it at the beginning of the third quarter with an 8-yard touchdown strike from Cohorse to Brody Sologic to end this contest 50-0. Hanover moves on to the sub-state round for the first time since 2019. They will match up against the Axel Eagles next Friday right here from Hanover, with broadcast coverage on FM 95.5. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blast.
Friday night football action, postseason play continued. Sectional action in our broadcast feature. Hanover rolled past Lynn 50-0, and Axel held off Frankfurt 60-14. Both games called in the third quarter, setting up a rematch with Hanover Axel. Axel's only loss this season at Hanover. Substate, 7 o'clock kickoff Friday. We'll have it live on KNDY FM 95.5. Nemohal Central advances with a 21-20 win over Sabetha. They'll host Osage City Friday. Rock Creek held off Cheney 14-7. They'll kick off at Andale Friday. And Wamego won over Augusta 21-14. They'll kick off Friday, Wichita Capen.
This holiday season, think pink and shop local. Join One Marysville and Marysville businesses for Pink Friday, Shop Small First, November 21st from 1 until 6. Marysville businesses are making it easier for you to save more on your holiday shopping by giving away $500 in chamber bucks, plus 3 turkeys and 3 hams for the holiday meals. Turn in your receipts at the corner bistro and diner from Friday's shopping to be entered into the holiday drawings. You must be present to win. Beat the box store rush and make Marysville the destination for holiday shopping during Pink Friday. Shop small first Friday from 1 until 6. More information on the One Marysville Facebook page or at onemarysville.com.
Cue the cozy and welcome the season with Reflections Hallmark, featuring Hallmark collectible ornaments, gifts for everyone on your list, festive decor, and all the trimmings to make this season your own kind of cozy. Shop Reflections Hallmark on the Kester Block, downtown Marysville. Minnie's Kitchen, savor the smell and taste the deliciousness with fresh, just out of the oven donuts, pastries, cookies, cupcakes, and more. Enjoy in-store or take a dozen home. Follow them on Facebook at Minnie's Kitchen, home of Joe's Cakes. Sunflower Community Credit Union offers a variety of deposit accounts to meet your needs. They can assist with loan products, including cars, homes, and home equity. Need to get started? Become a member and apply online today at sunflowerrocks.com. Sunflower Community Credit Union.
KNDY.